Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Was there an ex-Bears quarterback that was talking about Caleb Williams or something?
There was. So
there was. Oh, conveniently enough.
I found this interview that Rex Grossman did with, and this is so random. It's from cardplayer.com.
Okay.
And I'll tell you real quick how I came across this, because it was one of those things where the internet just kind of feeds you something. I found this initially a quote and a post by Bleacher Nation Bears, which I'm sure you know. It's a blog, right? Basically a fan blog about the Bears. Yeah. And they had an excerpt from this that was linked back to Windy City Gridiron, a different blog about it.
Shout out.
Like, well, that's still not what I'm still looking for the full interview. They just had a couple quotes, and they pointed out that it was on this website, cardplayer.com. So I had to go through three. It was like Inception. I had to go through three levels to get to this.
Nice work, kid. You're having a good day, man.
Yeah. So thank you. So anyway, it's a fun little interview, and there's just a couple quotes in here that I wanted to bring forth.
Okay.
And unfortunately, there's no audio. It's just a transcript of an interview. But they, of course, asked Rex about Caleb Williams. And so this was the first when they asked about him, what he thought of Caleb Williams' rookie campaign. And Rex answered with this quote: "I think he's pretty athletic, had a great arm, accurate. I think he's trying to figure out being on time. That's the only issue. Obviously, he was hurried quite a bit, but I think he's pretty darn good. If he can go and play on schedule within the offense, and then when things break down, he's going to be a superstar because he's so athletic and shifty." And he goes on to say, basically, if they can get him to play a little more like Jared Goff while having these other gifts, then he's going to be pretty good. So that was nice to hear. And I think that Rex there echoed a lot of the things that we've been saying. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair too. Because nobody wants him to be Jared Goff, but the idea of being, in some ways, take what Jared Goff learned in theory from Ben Johnson, implement some of that, but then, as Rex Grossman said there, be your superstar potential self when the play breaks down, or if you are just given the choice of using your legs and arms at the same time as Caleb Williams is wont to do in terms of breaking out of the pocket.
So Rex goes on a couple questions later to be asked about this is the question. There's all the talk that they've never had a 4,000 yard passer. Do you think going to the Bears as a quarterback could be a negative? And so this is how Rex answered that. Excuse me. Quote: "Some organizations, more so than others, have an identity. For a long time, Chicago, because of the win, the cold, the style of passing, success had kind of been built around the defense. Very much, we're going to build our team off January playoff football, not in a dome with the greatest show on turf and throwing the ball all over the place. It's a little bit of bad quarterback play. It's a little bit of organizational identity. In 2025, they're going to start throwing the ball." And Rex goes on to say here, "I did have some big..." He talks a little bit about the 2006 season. We don't need that. So at the end, Rex says, quote, "I think they will have a balanced offense and he'll be around 4,200 or 4,300 yards this year." So there you go. Rex Grossman, former Bears quarterback, predicts Caleb Williams gets to 4,000 yards this year.
How about
that?
First
Bears quarterback ever.
I didn't know Rex Grossman cared. I really didn't. That's good to hear, man. And he's got the right idea of a little dash of this, a little dash of that, and Caleb Williams could be better. But that is fascinating from him.
Yeah, it's interesting because we never hear from Rex like ever.
Yeah,
he's one of those guys that I think when he retired, he just gone. right? It kind of like Kyle Orton too. Kyle Orton is just off hunting or something somewhere. You know, I remember we had him on the Bears pregame show on 670 The Score a couple of years ago, and you know, talking to like Olin or Patrick Manley tracked him down, but he's just off the grid doing his thing. And so, yeah, that thought was really cool to hear from Rex. And they asked him a little bit about the Seth Wickersham stuff and you know, basically saying like, do you worry about the fans turning on Caleb? And he long-winded answer, but he basically said no, because you know, the Bears fans really embrace you. And so he's not worried about the fans. He obviously says you got to control what you can control as a quarterback, but you know, he basically says the fans will embrace you.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts,
especially if you're playing well.
I'm serious too. Like, I mean, it is fascinating to hear from him, just because I did not think he cared, and is what you're saying. Like, I thought he was like, you know, on the overall, maybe Rex Grossman does not look fondly back on his Bears days, but I think he accepts it for what it was. Some really nice moments for Rex Grossman, but not overly satisfying in the end, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I actually feel bad about being so mad at Rex Grossman after like the Super Bowl, because I when I'm 16 years old living in Petersburg, Illinois, you don't really know. Like, I don't watch the press conferences back then. I didn't really know anything about Rex.
Don't other care than how the sausage is made, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then I grow up and I talk to people that covered him. They're like, man, he's so nice, and so I kind of feel and you know, he it's not one of those guys that didn't care. Like, he obviously like played his ass off. He had a couple unfortunate moments, but.
And he wasn't like a joke of a player. Like, it was a bad player, but it, again, relative to first round expectations where it looked like things were going at that time, it was a disappointment.
Well, yeah, even in the 2006 season, he just never consistently got it all together. He's right. Player of the month in September in 2006, and then was kind of really up and down the rest of the regular season. Had a couple good games in the playoffs, and then had bad Super Bowl.
Yep, injuries. Yeah. Which
was injured.
It was that year that he was like, honestly, no joke. Was it the Super Bowl year that he was having, or maybe the year before that he was having an MVP season? Honestly, God, in the first half.
Year. That was the 2006 season. He was NFC player of the month in September. No, he didn't get hurt that year. It was 2005. He got hurt before the season. 2006. Okay. He was healthy the whole year.
Because I'm trying to think of the game where he came back on the primetime game against Atlanta.
That was 2005.
So that was the year he got hurt, and we all got to know Kyle Orton after that. But the second Rex Grossman was good to go, they're like, "Get your bearded ass out of here and put Rex Grossman."
Well, yeah, because they that team, that 2005 team, man, they don't get talked about enough. They won 8 games in a row with no offense. No offense. If you go back, and you look at that 8-game winning streak, the defensive numbers were video game numbers. They were allowing like 15 points a game. And like, I think they gave up during that stretch. I don't think they ever gave up more than 20 points. Like, maybe once they did. And the offense was averaging like 17 points.
That's the prime of Urlacher and Lance Briggs and Mike Brown and Charles Tillman. Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, that's that group, young in that group.
Yeah, well, that was the year Urlacher won Defensive Player of the Year, right? So
that was his best year.
That defense doesn't get talked about that particular year. Like, the 2006 defense got a lot of notoriety because of how good the team was, and they went to the Super Bowl. The 2005 defense was better. Like, they were really good, and they don't get the notoriety because, you know, they lost in the first round of the playoffs. And
right, no, that's a good call.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.